Introduction. Academic writing is a tough nut to crack, and mastering it is crucial. Because one day, you might need it as you will have something to navigate in the world of research, higher education, or maybe a professional field. Are you writing a research paper, a thesis, or a simple essay? Then, knowing and learning academic writing in and out can open doors to success in your studies and career. This guide breaks down everything you need to know, such as its definition, types, tips, examples, and more. We will make academic writing not just manageable, but a tool for effectively sharing ideas and contributing to your field. We once struggled with academic writing. So, let's make sure you never have to. Academic writing definition. Academic writing is a formal style of writing. It is chiefly used in university work and research papers. It focuses on being clear, precise, and neutral. The main goal is to explain ideas, info, and research in a clear and concise manner. It often uses evidence and sound reasoning to support arguments. The following are the key features of academic writing: clarity and precision. You will find writing in a way that is easy to understand and avoids confusion. Objectivity. It presents info fairly, to put it another way, in a neutral and unbiased manner. Based on evidence. You can see the usage of credible sources and evidence to back up the point. It follows a logical and organized structure, such as an introduction, main points, and a conclusion. Formal tone. When we write for academics, we use formal language and avoid contractions or slang. Citation. The use of proper citations to credit the work of others. Why is academic writing important? Academic writing is vital for a number of reasons, such as spread of knowledge. It helps researchers to share their findings and add what they know to different fields. Build critical thinking and analysis. It fosters the development of critical thinking skills. This is because writers must analyze info and evaluate arguments in order to present their own ideas clearly. Communication of complex ideas. Academic writing allows you to explain complex concepts in a simple, clear way to different audiences. Professional development. It is a valuable skill for people in many fields because it shows clear thinking and good communication. Good academic writing is a basic skill for success in the field of study, as it is a must for assignments, exams, and research projects. Career advancement. Strong writing skills can be a major asset in many jobs because they show you can communicate clearly and think critically. What is the purpose of academic writing? The primary purpose of academic writing is to convey complex ideas and research findings in a clear, precise, and objective way. This involves share knowledge and findings with others in the field. Develop logical and persuasive arguments based on evidence. Examine and interpret info to draw conclusions. Add to the existing body of knowledge and contribute to scholarly discourse. Argumentative essay. How to start academic writing. Starting academic writing may seem full of challenges, but you can break it down into manageable steps. As a result, you can make it more approachable. So, here's a guide that you can follow to kickstart. 1. Understand the assignment. Before you start writing, you must be sure what the client really wants. Ensure you fully understand the following: the assignment, the topic, the type of writing required, e.g. essay, research paper, report, the specific requirements, and the expected length. Is it to argue a point, analyze data, or review existing literature? So, determine the central concepts or ideas that you need to address. 2. Choose a topic. If a topic is not provided, you can brainstorm potential ideas. So, choose something that interests you and is manageable in scope. Also, avoid broad issues. Instead, you can focus on a specific aspect that you can explore in depth. 3. Conduct research. Begin your research by using reliable sources to find info, such as academic databases, e.g. peer-reviewed journals, library resources, e.g. books, reputable websites, e.g. scholarly databases. Is it to argue a point, analyze data, or review existing literature? So, determine the central concepts or ideas that you need to address. 2. Choose a topic. If a topic is not provided, you can brainstorm potential ideas. So, choose something that interests you and is manageable in scope. Also, avoid broad issues. Instead, you can focus on a specific aspect that you can explore in depth. 3. Conduct research. Begin your research by using reliable sources to find info, such as academic databases, e.g. peer-reviewed journals, library resources, e.g. books, reputable websites, e.g. scholarly databases. Is it to argue a point, analyze data, or review existing literature? So, determine the central concepts or ideas that you need to address. 2. Choose a topic. If a topic is not provided, you can brainstorm potential ideas. So, choose something that interests you and is manageable in scope. Also, avoid broad issues. Instead, you can focus on a specific aspect that you can explore in depth. 3. Conduct research. Begin your research by using reliable sources to find info, such as academic databases, e.g. peer-reviewed journals, library resources, e.g. books, reputable websites, e.g. scholarly databases. Use your outline to structure the body paragraphs. Also, each paragraph should focus on one main idea that supports the thesis. Use evidence, e.g. data, quotes, or examples from your research, to back up your points. In addition, start each paragraph with a clear topic sentence that outlines the paragraph's main point. Use connecting words or phrases to link your ideas so that readers can transition smoothly between paragraphs. 8. Write the conclusion. Summarize the main points of your paper. That is to say, recap your main arguments and reinforce how they support your thesis. Briefly discuss the broader implications of your findings or analysis. The conclusion should not introduce new evidence or arguments. Also, it is advisable for you to provide a lasting impression or suggest future research. Read more, How to Write a Conclusion. 9. Revise and edit. After completing your first draft, take a break before reviewing it. Then, this helps you view it with fresh eyes and directly supports your thesis. Also, check for grammar mistakes and awkward phrasing. Ensure that your work adheres to academic style and writing guidelines, as well as your ideas are well connected and easy to follow. You can ask a peer to review your paper and provide suggestions. 10. Cite your sources. Ensure all sources are cited correctly in the required academic style, e.g. APA, MLA, Chicago. Give credit to all ideas, quotes, or data that are not your own in order to avoid plagiarism. General academic writing tips. Still not sure if your work is good enough or not? Let's take a look at tips for academic writing that you can utilize to perfect your craft, clarity, and conciseness. Avoid jargon and use simple, everyday language as much as possible. If you must use technical terms, define them clearly. Use active voice, because it makes your writing more direct and engaging. Do not write, "The experiment was conducted by the researchers." Instead, you can say, "The researchers conducted the experiment." Be specific. In other words, do not use vague or general statements. Use concrete examples and details to illustrate your points. Structure and organization. Create a strong introduction that means it should clearly state your thesis and provide a brief overview of your main points. In addition, develop clear body paragraphs. Each of them should focus on a single main idea and provide supporting evidence. Also, write a firm conclusion. Your conclusion should summarize your main points and restate your thesis in a new way. Citation and referencing. Familiarize yourself with the requirements of your field or institution. Learn common citation styles that include the MLA, Chicago. Then, make sure that you cite all sources you use in your writing, including books, articles, websites, and other materials. You can also use a citation management tool. Tools such as Zotero, Mendeley, and EndNote can help you organize your sources and generate citations in the correct format. Grammar and style. Check your work for errors in grammar, punctuation, and spelling. You should also consult a style guide, like the MLA Handbook or the Chicago Manual of Style. They can guide you on grammar, punctuation, and formatting. Ask a friend, classmate, or tutor to review your work and provide feedback so you can improve your work. Academic writing skills. Academic writing is a specialized form of communication. So, it requires clear, concise, and well-structured writing. Hence, you need to upgrade your skills if you want to pursue this path. Here are some key skills that are essential for academic writing. Chicago. Then, make sure that you cite all sources you use in your writing, including books, articles, websites, and other materials. You can also use a citation management tool. Tools such as Zotero, Mendeley, and EndNote can help you organize your sources and generate citations in the correct format. Grammar and style. Check your work for errors in grammar, punctuation, and spelling. You should also consult a style guide, like the MLA Handbook or the Chicago Manual of Style. They can guide you on grammar, punctuation, and formatting. Ask a friend, classmate, or tutor to review your work and provide feedback so you can improve your work. Academic writing skills. Academic writing is a specialized form of communication. So, it requires clear, concise, and well-structured writing. Hence, you need to upgrade your skills if you want to pursue this path. Here are some key skills that are essential for academic writing. The expertise to pursue the tasks, such as, clearly state the main point of your argument. Provide evidence and reason to support your claims. Address opposing viewpoints. Citation and referencing. The knack for the following, familiarity with different citation styles, e.g. APA, MLA, Chicago, and their requirements. Accurately cite all sources used in your writing. Ensure that your work is original and does not contain plagiarized material. Do's and don'ts of academic writing. Academic writing follows the same writing process as other types of writing. However, it has specific academic writing rules in terms of content, structure, challenges, and solutions. Challenge 1. Writer's block. Solution A. Take a break. Sometimes, after a while, step away from your writing. It can help you regain your focus. Solution B. Free writing. Write without stopping for a set amount of time. At any rate, focus on getting your ideas down on paper. Solution C. Outline your ideas. Create an outline. It can help you organize your thoughts. Also, it will make the writing process feel less overwhelming. As a result, you will be able to write more efficiently. Solution D. Find a writing buddy. Work with a partner. When someone is involved, it can provide motivation. In fact, it can make the entire process more enjoyable. Challenge 2. Time management. Solution A. Create a schedule. Set aside specific times for writing. Then, stick to that schedule. By doing so, you will develop a routine that helps you increase productivity. Divide your writing chores into smaller, more manageable tasks. Thus, you will feel less overwhelmed by the workload. Solution C. Avoid distractions. Find a quiet place to work and minimize distractions, so you can focus better on your writing. Solution D. Use a timer. Set a timer for a fixed amount of time. And during that time, you should only focus on writing without any break. Challenge 3. Feedback and revision. Solution A. Seek feedback. Ask your instructor, classmates, or a writing tutor to review your work. Following that, this can help you improve. Solution B. Be open to feedback. Be receptive to helpful criticism. Then, use it to improve your writing. Due to this, you can enhance the quality of your work. Solution C. Revise thoughtfully. Take the time to revise your work based on the feedback you receive. As a result, your writing will become more polished. Solution D. Proofread the errors you can make in grammar, punctuation, and spelling. When you carefully proofread, it ensures a perfect final product. Also read, what is proofreading? Tips to improve your academic work. Examples of academic writing. Want to know what effective academic writing looks like? See academic writing examples and review them yourself. Academic writing sample 1. Essays. What is it? A piece of writing that expresses an idea or argument. What is in it? A clear introduction, body paragraphs that support your main point, and a conclusion. For example, you're writing an essay about the importance of education. Your essay might discuss how education helps people get jobs, learn new things, and become better citizens. Academic writing sample 2. Research proposals. What is it? A plan for a research project. A problem you want to solve, why it is important, how you will solve it, and what you expect to find. For instance, you want to study how climate change affects sea levels. In that case, your proposal might say, "Rising sea levels are a big problem. I will measure sea levels in different places over 10 years. I think the levels will go up because of warmer temperatures." Read more, How to Write a Research Proposal. Academic Writing Sample 3. Theses. What is it? A document that shows your research skills, similar to a dissertation. What is in it? An exploration into a topic using existing research and analysis. For example, you are writing a thesis on the history of video games. Your thesis might talk about when video games were invented, how they became popular, and their impact on culture. Academic Writing Sample 4. Dissertations. What is it? A long paper that shows your research skills. In-depth exploration of a topic using original research and analysis. For instance, you are writing a dissertation on the history of bicycles. Your dissertation might talk about the following: when were bikes invented? How they changed over time and their impact on society. Key differences between a thesis and a dissertation. Length: theses are shorter than dissertations. Scope: a thesis is less comprehensive than a dissertation. Depth: theses are less in-depth than dissertations. Academic Writing Sample 5. Abstracts. What is it? A short summary of a longer piece of writing. What is in it? The main points of your research, in a few sentences. For example, you wrote a research paper about the benefits of recycling. Your abstract might say, "Recycling is good for the environment. It saves energy and reduces waste." Academic writing. People should recycle more. Academic articles. What is it? A piece of writing for a scholarly journal. What is in it? New research, analysis, or a review of existing research. For instance, you are writing an article about the effects of pollution on animals. Your article might discuss the following: the different types of pollution, how they harm animals, and what can be done to protect them. Academic writing tools and resources. Online writing tools. To check grammar, you can use tools such as Grammarly and ProWritingAid. They can help you identify and correct grammar, punctuation, and spelling errors. There are a number of citation management software. For example, Zotero, Mendeley, and EndNote. They can help you organize your sources and generate citations in the correct format. You can also visualize your ideas and brainstorm topics with idea generators and mind mapping tools such as Kaggle and Lucidchart. JSTOR is a database where you can access scholarly articles from a wide range of disciplines. At the same time, Google Scholar allows you to search for academic articles, books, and theses. PubMed is also a biomedical literature database that has articles from medical journals. Writing centers and workshops. For personal help and academic writing training, you can go to writing centers. They offer one-on-one tutoring and workshops on various academic writing topics. They also provide chances to get feedback from your peers. These resources can help you improve your writing skills, including grammar, organization, and critical thinking. Conclusion. We hope this guide helps you with academic writing. It can be challenging whether you are a professional researcher or a student. This guide can help you get started. If you still need help, you can contact Journal Publisher. We are known for providing the writing services: research paper editing services, thesis editing services, dissertation editing services, and more.